I sidestep the group of terrible skankers and dodge a few guys failing at making a mosh pit before ducking under a drink tray and sliding behind the bar. I slap the dingy gray rag full of germs and sour beer into a bucket of lukewarm bleach water and scrub my hands in the small employee sink.
Veda, I thought you'd left.
Bearded Ben is my favorite bartender. He's a student at the University of Michigan and has wholly embraced the lumbersexual look. Like, he's shown me his facial wax collection and it's ridiculous. Tonight, he's curled the edges of his mustache, Captain Hook style. And I'm having a hard time looking anywhere else. I sidle up to him and start to fill a plastic cup with my usual snack of maraschino cherries. I thought so too, I say, tugging out the beverage gun and filling my cherry cup with lemonade. I prod it with a skinny straw and spear one of the cherries before popping it in my mouth.
Cozy?
I nod.
Don't you have a dance or something tonight?
I make a face around the fruit. Dinner with Marcus.
Ah,
he says, deftly flicking the caps off two bottles and sliding them down the dinged up bar toward a couple.
No biggie, just my future.
Except my dad did show up today. 3 hours ago. But not to discuss FAFSA forms. To drink and cause a ruckus. You know, typical Sunday afternoon shenanigans. Poor Ben had the privilege of cutting him off.
It went splendidly, thanks for asking.
Ben twists his mustache and takes a moment to re-roll his flannel sleeves up his hairy forearms. Sorry, I say. I made it awkward. He shakes his head, but I cut him off. I did. It's okay. I was being dramatic. Marcus cares about two things, I explain, ticking my fingers. Free booze and making Phil look bad. I drop my hands, shrugging. My dream of college in California and I aren't even on his radar. I know he wants to say something, but Ben's a trust fund kid. He works here purely for the aesthetic and because sometimes our boss, Phil, lets his bluegrass band play a set when we have last-minute cancels.